Christmas is a celebration of the Feast of Light on the darkest and the shortest day of the entire year. Tomorrow morning, the sun returns again to the south, and days once more grow longer. Because it is such a short, dark day, the Christmas tree is lighted, a symbol, a sign that Christ, the light of the world, has been given to us. We all know from our childhood days that Christmas really begins the very moment that we turn on the Christmas tree lights. The last ornament has been hung, the last little strand of tinsel has been put in place. And the big moment comes when finally the plug is put into the socket and the Christmas tree, be it large or small, comes alive. And the soft, lovely, mellow lights of the tree come alive, and the Christmas season fills the room. After a day or two, you get used to the tree, and turning on the lights each evening becomes second nature. But every time that the tree glows, there is always a trace of mystery and surprise. Because when the tree stands there, it makes the entire room a different place than it had been before. During the other days of the year, it was an ordinary room, a commonplace room. But now, with a Christmas tree, it becomes a Christmas room. And we all remember that the best Christmases of all were when we were little children. In those days as children, no matter what part of the country or the world we lived in, time moved much more slowly. And we had ever so much more time to anticipate this season. It was filled with so many surprises. The magic of the store windows, the lights going up outside the houses or the candles in the windows, the purchase of the Christmas gifts, the mysterious packages being brought into our home, and then how eagerly we would anticipate the presents as the feast began to approach. We could hardly wait. And then, of course, there would be the holly and the green wreaths and the pretty Christmas wrapping paper. And finally, on Christmas Eve, this mad, wonderful dash to the Christmas presents gathered under the tree. There may have been a letdown when the day was over, because we all know now that reality is never quite as beautiful or good as the anticipation that comes before. Still, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, for each one of us, as we look back to our childhood, was a great and glorious day, a numinous day, a day of mystery, a day of wonder, a day of awe, and a day filled with surprises. Now, we have a grown-up Christmas. For some of us, there's very little surprise left. For too many of us, Christmas has become flat and bland and predictable. We see the same Christmas card list, with perhaps a few names missing. The same last-minute rush. The same kind of stress and strain on family life. The same people at the same parties, but now there are a few missing. And the same uncomfortable feeling the day after because you've eaten and drunk too much. But deep down, the same unpleasant feeling that perhaps time is slipping away through the fingers of your hands. And then, of course, that same vague disappointment on January 2nd, and you wonder why. Why is it different now when you are grown up than when you were a child? This is why we celebrate in the shortest, darkest day of the year, to take us back again to when we were children, because all of us are childlike, no matter how old we may have become. The spirit of the child lingers within us, and that is why we pause on Christmas Eve deliberately to allow these mysterious twinges to tweak us out of the past, to allow these brief remembrances of Christmas past to surface, so that once more there's a glimpse of looking back, and to think about and appreciate and to enjoy what it was that you knew about this great mystery as a child, that this was the Christmas Eve in your childhood, a day and evening of surprise and mystery, an evening of wonder when we were little children. And the whole point of this evening and tomorrow and the 12 days of Christmas is that indeed something very, very wonderful did happen. The most wonderful, most beautiful surprise of all in the entire history of the universe did happen. And if in those ensuing years, when we were little children until now, if unfortunately we have become as adult people so weary, so blasé, so cynical, so sophisticated, that nothing is going to stir us any longer out of the routine or allow us to catch us up short, if there's nothing left that is going to ignite within our spirit and our heart some kind of spontaneous enthusiasm in our hearts, then we're not able. We are unfortunately not able to enjoy Christmas because we have forgotten how to enjoy life. Christmas is only one small particle of all of our lives. The moment when we should be allowed once more to stir up the memories and the embers of the past. The name of the Christmas game is mystery and surprise, wonder and awe. The one time of the year when each of us can become little children again, when absolutely everything in these few days comes together, conspires to allow us to enjoy a healthy, invigorating, exciting return to our childhood. Not to the pettiness, not to the temper tantrums, not to the selfishness, but to the childhood capacity for surprise. Once more on this Christmas Eve, each of us is invited to become a child, to go back again, to experience, to remember, and to taste the numinous, the marvelous, the mystery, the wonderful time of when we were children. We ask, what happened between then and now? Why is it we find it so difficult to learn how to be surprised in life? What would it take to regain what we had as children, to understand that same kind of eager expectation that was second nature to us when we were children? You can only be surprised again if you believe that there is a possibility of unexpected good things still awaiting you in life. Only if you are able to believe in the possibility that no matter how old you are, there is still the possibility of unexpected good things awaiting you. And if you have become so blasé, so close to the mystery of life, then the possibility of never being able to be surprised means that you have become very shriveled and very small, and your world has become very great. If the universe in which we live is not a place any longer for you, where wonderful, mysterious things can happen, if your life has become so shriveled and small that there's no possibility any longer for wonderful surprises to happen again, then you can say tonight, the coming of Jesus in Bethlehem is just one more bit of routine, another monotonous moment, one more child born into the world. It's hardly anything to get excited about. But if you can regain tonight a child's capacity at least to half expect the unexpected, then thank God, somewhere down in your heart, in your spirit, in your psyche, the mysterious powers are still at work within you and within the universe around you and in your life, so that Jesus, who came to us in Bethlehem, in the house of bread, is still able to come in mystery to you this evening again. To come in the mystery of reality, in a little piece of bread given to you as nourishment, to come to you in these living words of Scripture, and to come to you in all the members of your family, in which the risen Christ, the child who grew up to die and rise again, that is where you find the Christ child this evening. That is to rekindle in your heart the mystery of a happy Christmas, which is the gift the Lord wants you to have.